Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We are back. Michael Cohen, this is 1320 WILS. So what's on the mind of Michigan's small businesses? Well, quite a lot, including proposed business courts and concerns over employer access to employee Facebook accounts. To talk about it all, I'm joined by Charlie Owens, State Director for the National Federation of Independent Business. Charlie, thank you once again for coming on the Capital City Recap.
My pleasure, Michael.
Now, a House bill is now pending action that would create a business court docket. 40 states have them. What's wrong with addressing legal issues regarding businesses in the standard court system?
Well, it's not that there's really anything wrong with the current system. This is just kind of a new way to handle business disputes. And what we're talking about here are subjects of litigation between enterprises, firms, or businesses. If it's a consumer that has a problem with a business, that would not be something that would be in business court. It's strictly where businesses are engaged in litigation with each other. And the idea is that that is a specific area of law. It's a specific study of law. And there are some judges and courts that are well-versed in that particular area of law, and there are others that may not be. And so the attempt is to create a specific court for adjudicating these kinds of disputes and try to capitalize on the expertise of judges and attorneys with a business focus.
I mean, do businesses now find when they are dealing with these kinds of complicated disputes that the judges in the cases simply don't know enough to handle them properly?
Well, not in all situations, and I think I should point out that the way that the legislation is crafted right now, there wouldn't be any new business-only judges appointed or created. Basically, what the idea is that in every docket, there are judges that have areas of expertise. It might be family law, it might be estates, it might be businesses, but to try and use this business court venue to have judges that do have more experience in the business area participate in that particular court and try to keep the business litigation out of dockets where perhaps that expertise is not there.
I mean, it sounds like
judges have to have some training in contracts and law, and so there are varying levels of experience there.
It sounds like a very reasonable thing to do. Has there been any kind of resistance by lawmakers, or is there any reason we haven't had business courts created yet?
No. In fact, the bill was reported out of committee today, supported by all committee members except one, and that one didn't vote against it. They just passed on a vote because they apparently had some concerns that weren't answered. But during the hearing, many good questions were asked. For example, I mentioned consumers with a dispute with a business. One of the concerns was that if it's a business court and you're a consumer and you have a problem with a business, you're not going to get as fair a hearing because this is business court. Well, those kinds of disputes would not be in business court. If it's a consumer or a citizen that has an issue with a business, that's going to go into a regular court venue. This is strictly businesses dealing with businesses. So a lot of these concerns were raised. Of course, there's a concern about cost. There's a concern about cross jurisdictions and things like that.
What about cost, though? Is there going to be initial more investment needed to create these kinds of or to funnel cases to a judge that specializes in business?
Well, actually, each court docket has pretty wide latitude on how they want to implement this. But the intent from the beginning is to just basically try to reorganize the dockets that currently exist with the judges that are currently there and not to create new judge positions and things of that nature. So it's designed to try to just kind of reorganize an existing docket and make use of the resources that are already there, not necessarily create any new expense.
Tell me, Charlie, just how big of an issue is litigation to a typical small business in Michigan? Is it something they really deal with on a regular basis?
Yeah, unfortunately, we are a litigious society, and, you know, we all think we have an understanding and a contract of what everyone's supposed to do, but we also know that in real life that sometimes there's misunderstanding, things don't work out. So, sure, disputes arise. It is commonplace in business, and when you are able to take that to a specific docket that specializes in that, that makes it a lot easier for the business concerned. And as I've said in other times that we've been together and chatted, a small business especially is vulnerable to high costs of litigation and compliance because they just don't have the staff and the resources that larger businesses might have to deal with it.
I'm talking to Charlie Owens, the state director for the National Federation of Independent Business. So let's talk about another piece of legislation, House Bill 5523, which would prohibit employers from asking applicants and employees for passwords and other private account information for social networking websites such as Facebook and Twitter. Do you agree that this kind of action shouldn't be taken by employers at all?
Well, we set our policy positions at NFIB by surveying our members and asking that question. So when this started to emerge, we put together a survey, and we basically asked our members the same question that you just asked. Is it appropriate for an employer to require an existing employee or a prospective employee to give them access to their Facebook accounts as a condition of keeping a job or hiring? And our members didn't think that employers should be allowed to do that. By a 68% margin, they actually supported legislation that would prevent an employer from doing that. And we had another 21% that did not support the legislation, and there were 5% that were undecided. But 68% is a pretty good majority.
You essentially support the legislation then?
Yes, we support the legislation. And in discussions that we've had with members, they just feel that that's really not something that an employer should be entitled to do. I think that you can if you're interested in what an employee or a prospective employee might have on a Facebook account, you can do that if you sent them a friend request. Mm-hmm. You can do it that way without having password access.
Are employers, though, generally concerned about what their employees are doing and saying on social networking websites?
Well, this legislation would not prohibit an employer from having a social networking policy, which is an entirely different thing. For example, a common employer social network policy would just simply say that it is not appropriate for an employee to discuss private business that's taking place within the business on a social network account, divulging customer information or trademark information, these kinds of things. An employer can have that policy. This just simply says that I can't go to you as an employee and say, hey, I want to know what you've been posting on Facebook, and I want you to give me your password so I can look at your social mm-hmm. network account, because it could be Twitter or it could be MySpace. I mean, we're all pretty familiar with Facebook, but there are other social networks.
Now, the employers, though, that are part of the NFIB, do they generally view that as a problem at this point? Employees giving out information they shouldn't or presenting the company in a less than bright light on the internet?
Not really. It's always a concern, and I think that's I think that when you hire an employee, or in the case of employees that are already there, because my employer, NFIB, has a social network policy that's not uncommon, where it's just made clear, you know, that, you know, there are certain things that are appropriate for me to post relative to my employer, and there are things that are not. And so I think most employees, when they have that discussion with an employer that has such a policy, it's really common sense. Mm-hmm. I think most employees know that it's probably not a good idea to badmouth your employer on your social networking
Right. So unless you want them to be your ex-employer. Charlie Owens, State Director for the National Federation of Independent Business. Charlie, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
My pleasure, Michael.
We will be right back to talk to a man that is about to go to outer space. That is right. He will be soon be one of the first customers aboard this flight into outer space. It's a very short flight, but should be interesting to find out what it will entail. That's next. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.